Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks that could shape the future. Today we're diving deep into Archer Aviation, ticker ACHR, the urban air mobility player building electric air taxis that might just change how we get around cities. Let's get into the full picture together. Archer is one of those high-risk, high-reward stories in the emerging eVTOL space. They're racing toward FAA certification and commercial flights with partnerships that include United Airlines and interest from defense and AI-related applications. The stock has been volatile, trading around the $5 to $6 range recently, and investors are watching every certification milestone like hawks. Founded in 2018 and headquartered in Palo Alto, Archer designs, develops, and plans to operate electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. Their Midnight model is the flagship, aimed at short urban hops with a pilot initially and eventually moving toward autonomy. CEO Adam Goldstein has steered the company through early development into this critical pre-commercial phase, and with about 774 full-time employees, they're scaling operations while burning cash to hit certification targets. Revenue right now is essentially non-existent. The latest full-year numbers show just $300,000 in 2025, with nothing material before that. This is a classic pre-revenue growth story where the focus stays on milestones, cash runway, and certification progress rather than current sales. Geographic and product breakdowns are minimal because we're still in the development and testing stage. On the earnings front, Archer reported a Q1 2026 loss of 21 cents per share, which actually beat the consensus estimate of $1.25 loss. That's narrower than some feared, though wider than the 13 cents loss from the same quarter last year. The company continues to show operational momentum around flight testing and FAA progress, even as losses remain elevated. Traders reacted with some optimism, pushing the stock higher initially on the results and flight updates. Management highlighted a strong cash position with roughly $1.8 billion in liquidity to support the path ahead. They emphasized progress on FAA certification, plans for initial U.S. operations in 2026 through a White House-backed program, and expanding interest in both civil air taxi routes and defense applications. The tone was constructive, focusing on execution milestones and the runway to reach commercial service without immediate dilution pressure. Looking at the balance sheet, Archer holds over $1 billion in cash and equivalents against very manageable current liabilities around $104 million. Total assets sit near $2.47 billion, with stockholders' equity at a healthy $2.2 billion. That said, free cash flow remains deeply negative, with operating cash burn exceeding $430 million in the latest year, as they invest heavily in aircraft development and testing infrastructure. Valuation metrics reflect the speculative nature of the business. The trailing price-to-sales ratio is extremely high because revenue is negligible, and the company trades at a forward multiple that assumes significant future growth once flights begin. Enterprise value hovers around $3.7 billion, which some see as reasonable compared to peers if Archer hits its certification timeline and starts generating revenue from air taxi services and potential military contracts. On the strength side, Archer benefits from a solid cash cushion, positive equity position, and key partnerships that give it credibility. Weaknesses include ongoing heavy losses, negative returns on equity, and a long road to consistent profitability. Opportunities lie in certification success, defense sector expansion, and the broader urban air mobility market. Threats include regulatory delays, competition from Joby and others, and potential dilution if cash needs grow faster than expected. Over the past year, the stock has dropped more than 31%, with a rough six-month period showing about 25% downside. Short-term moves have been choppy, reacting sharply to news on FAA milestones and earnings. The one-week performance was modestly positive at 0.46%, but longer-term holders have seen significant drawdowns from the highs above $13 reached in the prior year. All in all, Archer remains a high-conviction bet on the future of electric air taxis. If they secure certification and begin operations in 2026 as targeted, the upside could be substantial, but the risks of delays and continued cash burn are real. For long-term investors, comfortable with volatility, This is one to watch closely as milestones unfold. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.